This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 16th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today across Israel is warm and sunny, perfect for outdoor activities. However, expect cooler breezes by evening in major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that a security source says the U.S. may escalate attacks but aims to avoid intense war, focusing on maritime trade and protecting the Red Sea. Also, a short time ago, Israel Hayom reported that over 50 nursing home residents petitioned against the cancellation of polling stations, arguing senior citizens should not be a political tool. Also this hour, Ynet reports the U.S. launched a fifth night of strikes on Iran while Israel assesses the possibility of joining the conflict. Separately, the Times of Israel reveals that the IDF's West Bank chief believes settler farming outposts significantly strengthen security, despite criticism they incite violence. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that Netanyahu cancelled his planned U.S. visit after a meeting with Trump failed to materialize. Here's what people are saying online. Ariel Osseran, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that U.S. forces have begun a new wave of strikes against Iran for the fifth consecutive night. I24NEWS English reported just now that the U.S. is conducting new strikes on Iran, marking the fifth consecutive night of operations. Open Source Intel, an analyst account, posted that U.S. Central Command confirms these strikes started at 2 p.m. Eastern Time as part of ongoing efforts against Iran. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S. military actions, as reported by Ynet, Washington's focus is on targeting infrastructure and energy facilities in Iran. Israeli officials believe Tehran still seeks to avoid a direct conflict. This continued military activity heightens regional tensions, potentially impacting civilian safety and diplomatic relations. Turning to the domestic political scene, Israel Hayom highlights a petition from nursing home residents to the Supreme Court. They demand the reinstatement of special polling stations cancelled recently. This move underscores the importance of ensuring accessible voting for all citizens, especially vulnerable groups. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports on IDF's West Bank chief, Avi Bluth, who claims that settler farming outposts enhance security. Critics argue these outposts incite violence and dispossession. This statement adds another layer to the complex debate on settlement policies on the diplomatic front. Netanyahu's cancelled U.S. visit, as noted by I-24 News, followed an unsuccessful attempt to meet with Trump. This cancellation may affect Israel's diplomatic engagements and its strategy concerning U.S. relations. On the economic front. First, CTech reports a young entrepreneur has raised $2 million to democratize hedge fund-style trading tools through an AI platform called Horizon Trade. This innovation aims to make sophisticated trading strategies accessible to everyday investors. Separately, Globes notes that Findings, an AI cybersecurity platform, considers a listing on the TASE after a $305 million exit deal fell through. This move could enhance its market presence and investor accessibility. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals Pelifonia's acquisition of Wecom for 265 million shekels, following a failed attempt to acquire Hot Mobile. This deal strengthens Pelifonia's market position with Wecom's 300,000 customers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.